This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The weekend is just a few hours away for most of us. Maybe you'd like to catch a movie. We have our weekly digest of what the critics are saying about the new releases. Here's Summary Judgment from Slate's Ben Williams.
Our first movie this week is Shall We Dance, a remake of a Japanese movie that stars Richard Gere as a bored husband and Jennifer Lopez as the soulful dance instructor who spices up his life.
What is it?
I'm doing it exactly the way I was taught. You think it's easy feeling?
The rumba is a vertical expression of a horizontal wish. You have to hold her, like the skin on her thigh is your reason for living.
Shall We Dance wants to transport audiences into a romantic fantasy land, but most critics aren't ready to rumba. Lopez and Gere have one electric moment of intimacy, says the Miami Herald, but otherwise there's little chemistry between them. She's so vaporous that she threatens to float off somewhere over the Sears Tower, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, while he's so withdrawn he barely seems to exist, complains the Dallas Observer. The problem, says Entertainment Weekly, is Shall We Dance's insistence that its stars are characters with real problems. The movie never gives its heart freely and honestly to the satiny whirl of post-Chicago showbiz spectacle it so clearly wants to be. Next up is Team America, World Police, a satire from the creators of South Park, in which a group of heroic puppets travel the world destroying countries in order to save them from terrorism.
Mr. Ill, I was supposed to be allowed to inspect your palace today, and your guards won't let me into certain areas.
Hans, we've been through this a dozen times. I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, okay, Hans?
Team America has critics convulsing with laughter and contorting to perform political analysis. Probably the only puppet film to have its sex scenes toned down for an R rating, it conclusively proves everything is funnier when it's done by marionettes, says the Miami Herald. And the Washington Post critic laughed so hard, he made little moaning noises. The film takes shots at both American militarism and left-wing movie actors, and critics can't decide where it stands politically. The New York Times discerns a pronounced conservative streak amid the anarchy, but the Chicago Tribune thinks the filmmaker's wily brand of kamikaze satire works because you never quite know whose team they're on. Finally, we have the limited release P.S., director Dylan Kidd's follow-up to the much-lauded Roger Dodger. Laura Linney stars as a Columbia University admissions officer who sleeps with a student applicant, played by Topher Grace, because he reminds her of a long-lost love.
I'm sorry, why are you here?
It was ever since I can remember. I've had this thing inside of me, you know, and it just keeps coming and coming. There's no stopping it. Canvas after canvas, it's like it's all part of the same thing. So, you know, you just tell me what I need to do, Louise, and I will do it.
Critics are baffled and somewhat offended by P.S.'s premise. The New Yorker sarcastically wonders whether replacing SATs with WAC, or wine and copulation, might, over the long term, run into a number of practical snags. And the New York Times is offended by the film's implication that Laura Linney is over the hill, lamenting that she has to endure the indignity of such excremental nonsense. Nevertheless, both leads win universal praise. Start the Oscar buzz now for Linney, raised Rolling Stone. As for Grace, says Entertainment Weekly, he's got plenty of it, and charm too.
Ben Williams writes the Summary Judgment column for Slate.